It's Wednesday, March 25th, AD 2020. This is The Worldview in 5 minutes, written by yours truly and heard at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. Praise God. Seretu Zubeiru, the wife of Nigerian Diocese Bishop Idris Zubeiru, and a diocesan secretary identified as Deborah, were both released on Friday, March 20th, by their Muslim abductors, reports International Christian Concern. The two women had been taken by Muslim gunmen on March 10th. Joe Biden has a substantial lead over President Donald Trump in 300 of the crucial so-called swing counties that could determine the November election, according to a new poll, reports MSN.com. The Monmouth University poll, taken last week, showed that 50% of voters in crucial swing counties backed Biden, while only 41% backed Trump. The Dow Jones Industrial Average surged to its best day since 1933, as Congress and the White House neared a deal on Tuesday to inject nearly $2 trillion of aid into an economy ravaged by the coronavirus, reports the Associated Press. The Dow burst 11.4% higher, while the more closely followed S&P 500 index leapt 9.4% as a wave of buying around the world interrupted what had been a brutal month of nearly nonstop selling of stocks. At this point, 53,660 Americans have contracted the coronavirus, resulting in the deaths of 703 people. You can look at the nationwide and worldwide coronavirus sick map in our transcript today at theworldview.com. Isaiah 41 verse 13 says, "For I am the Lord your God, who takes hold of your right hand and says to you, do not fear, I will help you." In a sit-down interview with Fox 11, Los Angeles County Sheriff Alex Villanueva declared gun stores as non-essential businesses that will be forced to close.
We will be closing them, yes, because they're non-essential.
Los Angeles County Sheriff Villanueva went on to say, quote, "I'm a supporter of the Second Amendment. I'm a gun owner myself. But now you have the mixture of people that are not formally gun owners, and you have a lot more people at